It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today, Chad Blair joins us to talk about the Aloha Medical Mission effort to immunize families in Samoa because of a deadly measles outbreak there. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So one of your reporters is down there as we speak, Anita.
Yeah, that's right. That's Anita Hofschneider. We also sent a photographer, videographer, Kauanoe. She's on our staff as well. And the two of them, I believe, may be finally on their way back. They've been down there a couple of days. Of course, as we all know, there's been something like more than 70 healthcare officials from Hawaii, but also dozens more from New Zealand and Australia responding to this awful situation. I was just checking Anita's Twitter feed. The count now is 68, at least the last check, people that have died in Samoa from measles. Most of those are babies. Most of those are children. There is also a lot of people that are very sick because of the lack of immunization, the vaccination problem. So it's really been quite a story. And on our website, not only does Anita have her story and our photos, but it just kind of grabs your, just touches you tremendously that Hawaii reaches out to try and help these folks, but makes it also very sobering how dire the situation is there.
Yes, it's heartbreaking because I know they were saying that we were, you know, close to, I think, eliminating measles at one time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and to have this happen on a tiny community like that where the death toll is so high.
Right. And the goal for the vaccines that the doctors and nurses are bringing is 50,000. That is what their plan is. You know, Anita provides some context as to why there has been a problem with vaccinations. A couple of years ago, there were two children that she reported died from a badly mixed vaccine. And because of that, there has been suspicions among a lot of people in the local populace there. And the number of vaccine rate actually plunged from 70% to 30%. On the plus side, as of today, most kids are now vaccinated, and that gives one hope. But there still is some concern among folks in Samoa as to, you know, how safe are vaccines. As you know, there are people in this country that have their own questions about vaccines.
Right. And I think to hear of a death due to measles, I think was, you know, not so common, but to have this number, it's pretty startling.
It is. And the scene that Anita describes is essentially the country is at a standstill, that there still is a state of emergency. Walking around the area, a lot of places are closed. She uses the word eerie to describe the feeling. The public has essentially been ordered to stay home until the clear is given. There's also the challenge about the heat there in Samoa, closer to the equator than we are, I believe. And you have to keep these vaccinations cool in these carriers and not have them spoiled. So there's that challenge in terms of logistics. She describes being on the ground there initially as a bit of an organized chaos scene, but there has been a lot of progress. And, of course, this was organized by our Lieutenant Governor, Josh Green, literally a last-minute trip to go with these nurses and doctors, as well as media, to Samoa.
Right, and Hawaiian Airlines chartered
right, they
folks
chartered,
down there.
Exactly. And then Queens, Hawaii Pacific Health, I know Kaiser has been involved. And this wasn't apparently just something that Josh Green said, hey, let's go to Samoa. Of course, we all know he's a medical doctor, and he's been very active, certainly with the homeless population here in the islands. He was actually contacted by somebody in the World Health Organization to help organize this. So there was an invitation, if you will, on the part of Hawaii and, as I said, New Zealand and Australia to see what they could do down there.
Yes, and to have that kind of response from the local businesses and our medical community, it's tremendous.
Yeah, you know, and here in Hawaii, as you said, measles, we all kind of think, that's something you get taken care of when you're kids. You know, it's not going to be a problem. But I think the Department of Health just this week reminded folks that travelers coming along from a plane, Hawaii is this center in the Pacific, that there have been cases of measles here, and that we have to be very vigilant. The main thing to do, the advice from the Department of Health is get vaccinated. Get that, what's it called, an MMR, I think, is the preferred vaccination. I know I had one before I went overseas last year to a few countries in Asia as a precaution.
You know, as I've been reading these stories in the newspapers and online, some of the pictures of the little kids crying, I was just like, you know, I've had shots where, you know, it didn't faze me. And so, you know, you don't want to scare them off.
No, and it really kind of there's our lead photo actually on our homepage, and I got to give credit to the Star Advertiser. They have a pretty compelling photo up there on their front page, their website. It really just makes you go, oh my gosh, how terrible! But I think that's part of the deal. When we grow up, certainly in our country, we're kind of used. Most of us are used to going to the doctor regularly, right, and getting our checkups, getting our vaccinations. That's not necessarily the case in other parts of the world.
Right. But shots don't have to hurt. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Sorry about that.
Okay. That was Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Anita Hofschneider's story, visit civilbeat.org.